You ain't nothing but a hound dog. You cry all the time.
The original, Richard, if you're still listening, rock and roll.
It is.
All right, let's find out what Karen Marie has to say from Franktown Firearms. Okay, Karen, real quick, you got to at least get this dispute going. Did Elvis Presley sing rock and roll?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
Thank you.
That was kind of qualified.
Well, yeah. Thank you.
I don't know. She's kind of helping Richard.
There. I wasn't expecting that kind of a question. So I'm over here prepared to, you know, talk shop and talk guns, and I get sprung
with
that.
We gotta start off with something fun. I mean, guns are fun as well, so we gotta start off fun.
Karen, if you're gonna handle a firearm, you gotta be on your toes at all times.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, I completely agree with you.
All right. So what's going on at Franktown Firearms, Karen?
Oh, all kinds of stuff. We've been so busy, but the shop has maintained supply probably better than anybody in the state.
Awesome.
So anybody who's looking for ammo, we've got it here. We're stocked up with all kinds of great guns and ammo. So absolutely come and see us down here if you're struggling finding things elsewhere.
Okay. Now, I also know that you're a trainer there as well. So talk to us about training. How does it work? How do people register? What kind of training do you guys offer and so on?
Well, right now you can get just about any kind of training that you want. As far as, you know, what's available on the website, as far as structured classes, we have basic pistol class, which qualifies as a concealed carry class. So
okay.
We have that one. We have what's called the Defensive Pistol 1 class, which is more involved. It's a little more work out of holster, that kind of thing. Talking, you know, a little bit about situational awareness and different, you know, alert levels and stuff like that. And we go deeply into lots and lots of holster work. And then one of the other trainers does a class called Defensive Pistol 2, which is done kind of after hours. All the shooting is done forward of the bench, downrange. You're shooting from behind barricade. You're learning different hand positions, different weapon manipulation, stuff like that. So those are the structured classes. Private courses are kind of customized as needed. So anything that you're looking for, whether it's pistol, you just want to become a better shooter or whatever, you can always take private training. As far as the actual classes go, we go to the website, which is franktownfirearms.com, and look up on the top. You'll see event calendar. So you're going to click on the event calendar, and every class that we offer is going to be listed there. And you click on the course description, and a thing will pop up, and there's a link in there that will take you to the Sign Up Genius. So you can register for the course date that you want.
Gotcha. Perfect. Okay. Let's talk ladies for just one moment. There's a lot of ladies listening to us as we speak, and mm-hmm. some of them might actually be, you know, very experienced shooters and own several guns and so on. On the same token, there may be ladies listening that are thinking, hey, I need to get in the game and get something and get trained. How do you handle that for ladies? Because that's not always comfortable for ladies.
No, it isn't. And one thing that I can say for sure is to have a firearm in the house and not be able to use it or know nothing about it in my world is not acceptable. So if you need some training, if you've never touched a gun before, that's kind of what I specialize in, is taking people from zero to, you know, to confident.
Gotcha.
in a relatively short period of time. So for the ones that are experienced, you know, maybe some of those more advanced classes might be great. And also, even for ones that just want to come and have some fun, but they don't want the men, you know, in there because, you know, let's be honest here. It's not always fun for men to go shooting. It's also fun for ladies' night. So we do have ladies' night every Friday.
Okay.
And that's super fun for women to come down and just hang out with a bunch of women. You can try some different guns. It's inexpensive. You just have to provide your own ammunition. You can try different. Our rental fleet has. We have lots of different calibers, so that's always a really good time too for the ladies.
All right. When it comes to ladies, who, and this could be even for just a man that's a novice just getting into. I you know what? And I hate to call it a sport, Karen, because it's our Second Amendment right. It's not just a sport. It literally is something I feel every one of us needs to have and know how to use and, you know, defend off not some intruder in your house, although that's important. But literally, the reason we have a Second Amendment and own firearms is to make sure that we don't have a tyrannical government in play. So that being said, if somebody's new to this, male or female, what are some of the first things they should do walking into the store?
It kind of depends on where you want to go with it. If you just want to defend your home, then you can take some private classes and just get familiar and comfortable with a firearm. You don't have to own a firearm to take a class. You can okay. always use some of our rentals. But after you take that first class and you take those first shots, you're much more comfortable in choosing your own firearm.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it does.
Obviously, if you have your own gun, then bring your gun and use your gun, because we want you to be comfortable with your own firearm. But if you don't have one, then the options
gotcha.
are there. You can come in, you can use one of our rentals, and then after that, you're going to know what it's all about. You're going to know how the guns feel in your hand, and then you can shop accordingly. So, but definitely take a class, okay. a professional class, if you've never had one before. Absolutely.
And I'm a big one. And Karen, you know, I'm a car guy, auto guy as well. And I know that, you know, gun guy as well, but I also know that guns are much like automobiles. Just because somebody else has a car, they like it, they love it, SUV, truck, whatever, and they swear by it, doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be the thing that fits and works best for me. So we have lots of choices in the automobile world. We have lots of choices in the gun world, mainly because everybody's not created equal, right?
Sure, absolutely. There's different hand sizes, and in turn, there's different, you know, different gun that, like, the grip circumference where your hand wraps around is different. Some are double stack, some are single stack, you know, the magazine. So it's going
right.
to make your grip fatter or skinnier or whatever. So if you've got little tiny short fingers, you're not going to go for a double stack, you know, Glock 45, because you're not going to be able to get your hand around it.
Correct.
So definitely they're just a myriad of different manufacturers that have different features on their guns. If you're a left-hander, right-hander, you know, there's things that you can look into and different features on firearms that will make a gun very personalized to you. And there's also aftermarket things that you can buy to install on your firearm that make it more custom to you and more comfortable.
And all of that's at Franktown Firearms, correct?
Absolutely. Yep. We've got all of it. We've got a great gunsmith here that can help you, you know, customize a gun. We've got great knowledgeable staff here that can help you pick out the right gun. If you're unsure about any of it because you're brand new, come down and spend an hour with me, and, you know, you can shoot any of the rental guns and get comfortable, and you can definitely shop more effectively after you've had that first experience on the range.
By the way, great advice. And I think that's the biggest mistake a lot of folks make is they go to a big box store, they lay everything out, you know, yeah, they can pass a background check, that's not a problem, but the reality is, at the end of the day, they may be buying something because somebody else recommended they buy it, and at the end of the day, may not even be something that works for them. The other thing I've noticed over the years, too, that I think happens, and not pointing fingers, Karen, but a lot of men, I think, make this mistake in getting their female counterparts involved in shooting, and that is, they give them what they shoot, not letting them start small and work their way up. And the worst thing you can do with any novice shooter, in my opinion, is give them a caliber that doesn't work for them right off the bat.
Right. I agree wholeheartedly. And, you know, husbands and boyfriends and uncles and granddads and everything else, they may be great shooters themselves, and they may love what they have, but they're not always the best teachers, and
yeah.
they're not always the best people to recommend what the females
well
in their life get. And I know exactly kind of what that I'm speaking from experience here with some of my students, where, you know, I had a lady come in with a .357 snub nose revolver.
Yeah, and bad choice.
Said that her boyfriend recommended
yeah.
that for her.
Bad choice, by the way. Just no, I'm not an instructor, but just bad choice, period.
Yeah, yeah,
Karen,
exactly.
Thank you. No, this is perfect. Again, what's the website? How do folks find you guys?
It is www.franktownfirearms.com. And just go look around. We've got a training page. You can look at all the classes on the training page, and you can look at the calendar and find a class that's right for you. And you can find me on Facebook as well. I have a Facebook page set up. It's training at franktownfirearms.com.
Perfect. Karen, thank you very much. Really do appreciate it.
Of course. Thanks, John.
You're very welcome. Have a great night. Again, that is Franktown Firearms. Again, you can find their website, but really just going to klzradio.com.